is in the know for Wednesday, June 13th, the 164th day of 2018. There are 201 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. On Litchfield's Country Station, 103.9 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Via the Apple and Android smartphone apps, you may be using the daily podcast or hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, we're going to update you on some of the latest news headlines from around the county, around the Commonwealth, and around the country. What are we saying about the summit in Singapore? 48 hours later, we'll tell you about that. Also, some of the latest entertainment news. And we'll give you your chance to win tickets to Beach Bend using the water cooler question. Your chance to prove you're the smartest person around the water cooler. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
You know, Father's Day's coming up this weekend.
I've heard that.
I think I finally selected the item that we're going to get my dad.
Awesome.
Wanted to compare notes with you real quick and see if it's okay with you.
Okay.
I have discovered a jersey worn by New York Yankees legend Mickey Mantle. He actually wore this jersey in the 1964 World Series. He hit his record-setting 17th and 18th home runs. Does that sound okay to you?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
I mean, it's a great idea.
Yeah?
But I've not heard the price tag.
About $750,000, give or take a few dollars here and there.
I really love your dad, but no.
Yeah? No? not this time is what you're saying?
No.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Sorry, Dad. Out of luck. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great mini burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas.
Hey.
How's Misty?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. Over the crest of the hill day.
Yeah, you know, it's not going to be so hot today that I said earlier, I think I was going to make some soup. Like, if we have the same rains we had yesterday, it's a good time to cash in on some soup recipes.
If you leave the thermostat in our house where it normally stays,
mm-hmm.
and it keeps it to that temperature, and it's cool on the outside in mm-hmm. the mid-70s, then yes, it might be soup weather. But when you were screaming, oh, you were going to make soup today, I said, what's the high today? You said, oh, like in the lower 80s. I said, oh, real soup weather.
Yes, but there's like thunderbolts on my weather app showing those 80s, too. So I'm like, if it's dreary out and you can't get out, I like soup on those days.
Right.
I like soup, period.
I have discovered that there's something else that President Trump and I have in common beyond our hair.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah, y'all rocking that.
He is not satisfied having one television set in his bedroom at the White House.
Oh, yeah?
He had two more added.
Okay.
He has three TVs, and no one's allowed to touch the remote controls.
Oh, okay. I mean, when you're in power, you can do things like that.
That's exactly right. But what's weird is that he likes to be in bed by 6:30 in the evening.
I like it.
What time does he get up?
What does it say? He's asleep.
That's
does
right.
It?
He has to get in bed by 6:30 with his favorite cheeseburger, watching all three of the TVs and calling friends.
When you rule the world, you can do what you want.
I guess. Yeah. No one is allowed to touch the TV remotes.
Did you say in bed with all three of his friends?
Calling his friends.
I was like, what did you say?
Just only Stormy Daniels.
I heard watching friends, right? Oh, in my mind, you're watching friends on one
I'm
of
like,
the three TVs.
Yeah, friend.
But are there pets?
Oh,
who's these
President,
friends you speak of?
President Trump. President Trump, not very good off the prompter, because he keeps talking.
He's not good on the prompter.
Well, he's better on the prompter. You would have thought that he keeps talking and giving these platitudes to Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm.
Don't listen, you went to Singapore, you met with him, you legitimized him by letting him appear on the world stage next to the most powerful man in the world, this evil dictator.
Mm-hmm.
You let him have your picture made with you. You don't have to tell us he's a good guy.
And you paid for his hotel
room. Exactly.
I'm still mad about it.
You don't need to try and convince us that you all are big buddies
sure.
now. You know?
Yep.
Let's let them denuclearize and let's remind everyone, other than
the explosion at one nuclear facility that they showed the world, best we know, they've not done anything yet, except he got a free vacation to Singapore, and he got his picture made with the guy who hosted The Apprentice.
In his best suit.
In his only suit.
There's 50 of those hanging in this room, you know?
No, they can't afford 50. They can't afford a plane ticket to Singapore. He can't afford 50 suits. He has a bad record on human rights. He was holding hostages of ours.
Right.
He has people stuffed in gulags. I'm not saying that the best way to denuke this guy was to pat him on the head and say, oh, well, look, aren't you something? Listen, we all do that to kids.
Right. Which he is.
Right? When kids think they're something, and we just placate them. We go, oh, look at you. Go ahead there. You, get after it. And we're going, this kid's an idiot. Right?
Yes.
Don't convince the American people that Kim Jong-un is not this reformed guy who now he's on the straight and narrow now. He's got it all figured out. It's bad enough that he went home to North Korea, and he's making it look like he was victorious in Singapore. He's telling the North Korean people, I went to Singapore and I stood up to the United States of America and I got them to stop doing war games. Is that what happened?
Right. You know.
That's not what happened.
No, it's not what happened.
But that's what he told his people.
Well.
And listen, the NSA is capable of making some really fancy movies. Have you seen any of them? Like they did a 2.5-minute Hollywood trailer. Two men met in Singapore.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's so dumb.
Totally missed it.
I didn't realize the NSA had a cinematography wing.
They've got an intern this summer.
DreamWorks better be nervous.
You're just look as out, good as their interns.
Look out, Spielberg. They're coming for you.
An intern couldn't get in with Spielberg.
Recap some of the headlines from the last couple of days that I didn't get around to. Monday night at 10:30, state police conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle for violation on Highway 144 east of Owensboro. On the stop, police determined that 44-year-old Susan Barron of Olathe, who was the driver, had multiple warrants for her arrest. They also observed methamphetamine and a glass pipe inside the vehicle. She was arrested, lodged, you know, the huge. The Clarkson City Commission met Monday night. And one of the things that they revealed was a list of what they identified as 35 to 40 dilapidated and unkempt properties. Isn't that a high number for a city the size of Clarkson?
Well, you know, that number shocked me. I'm like, I have never gone around and counted all of the properties in Clarkson, nor do I know the city boundaries. But what my mind thinks is Clarkson, I don't even think there's that many buildings there. So I was shocked by the number.
Well, the boundary is the parkway out Millerstown Road.
I'm sure, obviously, there are.
The boundary is the soccer complex to the east, pretty much.
To me, there's like 12 houses in Clarkson.
The big curve to the left on Patterson.
Right.
You know, and then when you get out into the country on 88, there's your basic boundary.
Right.
But 35 to 40 that they would describe as dilapidated sounds like a lot.
I would say the majority of Clarkson should be expecting.
Call in the bulldozers.
I like this, though.
They're going to get a plan together.
Yes, I want people to be proactive.
Oh, it's going to be very popular until it's somebody's property.
Well,
hey.
But I am a fan of leaders standing up and saying we want things to be done differently and look better.
I bet a bunch of people are a fan of Grayson County PVA Ernie Perkins announcing a new website dedicated to making it easier for citizens to access records and other materials relevant to the PVA's office. There are portals to search for property records, a tax estimator, downloadable forms, as well as an FAQ. Tax rates, exemptions, and general information are also provided.
He didn't obviously take my suggestion.
What was your suggestion?
Well, as his sister-in-law, I had left in the suggestion box for him a negotiation button for the website. I'd like to negotiate my taxes this year.
You'd like to negotiate your taxes, or you'd like to negotiate your assessment?
Playing off the last story, here's what I think should happen.
Okay. All right.
I have kept my yard mowed and my bushes trimmed
and my house pressure washed.
I should get a discount on my taxes.
Good.
And if you are an owner of an unkempt yard, you pay what I negotiated away.
Right.
So across the board, it all stays even. We're getting all of the money we need to put into the general piggy bank.
Sorry, all I can read is this is that our courthouse is finally wired. They're on the line.
They got on the line. There's a phone cord hanging out the window. Did you not see it when you came around this morning? Right. Yeah, it's right into Ernie's office.
The Grayson County Courthouse is sponsored by CompuServe. To check my astrological sign on my way to checking today's news, right? Remember that was always a big thing with CompuServe.
Absolutely,
they gave you your astrological sign up front. I don't know if they were just showing off or what, but that was a weird thing about CompuServe.
That's bizarre.
And then you might have to look at a stock quote or two before you could get to the content you were really looking for.
That was their attempt at your daily news feed.
I think they were trying to say, look how good we are. We're broad. We got tax quotes and horoscopes. Really good. There's a news story at K105.com. It may have went up yesterday, that the family members that were involved in a shootout on Grindstone Road back in April, both sides have been indicted by the Grayson County Grand Jury.
Okay.
It indicted the two participants, an Oval Willis Jr. and a Jerry Gardner Jr., both of Clarkson, for their roles in the shootout in the 3,000 block of Grindstone Road, in which Gardner was shot in the shoulder by Willis. That's what the indictment says. I don't really know the who's and what's it, but that's what it says. A Kentucky sheriff says the grandmother of Charlie Campbell will be charged in connection with the toddler's 32-hour disappearance last week. Beth Campbell will be charged with endangering the welfare of a minor and neglect either today or tomorrow. Of course, Charlie was found alive Friday evening after disappearing early Thursday from her grandparents' home. The sheriff there says he's still investigating theories about what happened to the child in that 32-hour window. But even without a firm theory, he says Beth Campbell should face charges as she was supposed to be looking after the girl. I saw a piece on Louisville TV yesterday afternoon. Federal agents have raided a Kentucky pain clinic as the FBI says it is investigating, quote, multiple locations around Louisville. Special agents with the FBI and the USDEA were sorting through boxes inside Bluegrass Pain Consultants yesterday. Federal agents were talking to patients who were at the clinic. An FBI spokesperson says the agents were conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity at multiple locations around Louisville as part of an ongoing investigation. The drug industry has worked very hard to keep the Justice Department out of their business.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If you have followed any of the national news stories, especially the series of stories that 60 Minutes has done, you will see that there have been people within the Justice Cabinet, in particular at the FBI, that knew they could go in to some of these distributors and at street level, some of these clinics, and upend the work that was being done. The problem is that the drug industry has powerful lobbyists who come through and say, if you start shining a light around various places, you may not like where the light gets shown. Mm-hmm. But at least now we're seeing the FBI taking some activity, at the very least at the street level, for some of these pill pushers that are masquerading as doctors.
Right.
So I'm all about it.
I wish you'd tell us how you really feel.
This is weird. The Tennessee man who was arrested in Bowling Green last week after killing his former boss.
Yes.
Allegedly killing his former boss, who had been arrested at the White House earlier this year.
Right.
And been found to stand competent for trial for that. Used a hatchet. Had applied for a handgun permit. Was denied a handgun because he failed the background check.
Okay.
So at least in this instance.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Now, how much, she's saying, well, he killed someone. He did. But a handgun probably enables him to kill a lot more people if he needs to.
Right.
Or law enforcement when he gets pulled over on the side of I-65.
Exactly.
It's hard to kill a law enforcement officer with a machete when you're in a car and you get pulled over.
Right.
A handgun is much more dangerous. So I'm not saying, oh, well, it was only one person that died. But we hear a lot of stories about how background checks don't work.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one case where it seems like perhaps damage was minimized
right. As
a result of somebody saying, this guy doesn't need a handgun. That's the type of gun control I'm for. If you can't prove that you know how to behave with one, you don't need one.
It would be interesting, though, if we got to a place where we said, okay, they've applied for a handgun, they were denied, and that gets linked into a bigger system that says, okay, this guy was arrested at the White House, and I don't know
right. What
you can do with that. I don't know that you can track somebody. I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know that you could have prevented him walking in with a hatchet and killing a man, but...
Let's also not be foolish enough to think that some person on the side of the road wouldn't have sold this guy a handgun.
Right.
Background checks won't single-handedly fix anything, because if he gets denied a handgun by trying to buy one legally, he can just try and go and buy one illegally. But those are the people that you go after. You know, you try and shore those things up. Punish those people mm-hmm. who are selling them to people who don't need them.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so if I sell a handgun to someone who is mentally incompetent of knowing how to use one responsibly, what's my level of complicity if they go out and commit some mass act? I don't know that I'm criminally liable for it, but I certainly should feel bad about it.
Right.
And hopefully would be a little more careful going forward
mm-hmm.
on who I sold weapons to.
I can tell you that I was in a group of people over the weekend. We had this conversation that, you know, years ago, the man at the table was saying he had sold a handgun to a friend in school. And this was just when you kind of willed and dealed, and it wasn't the issue it was today.
Sure.
The friend took his life with the handgun.
Ooh.
And that haunts him to this day.
I can see where.
And yeah. It was this conversation, you know, was sparked, was... If we had in society been thinking, I shouldn't just be willing and dealing in handguns, even if it's my friend, you just don't know somebody's situation. You don't know what it's going to be used for.
Yesterday, Rene Boucher.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Senator Rand Paul's side of the story.
Ah,
Senator Paul's office issued a statement yesterday that said that there was no ongoing dispute with the neighbor. And in fact, he went on to say that they hadn't spoken, they hadn't had a conversation, had no conversations or discussions with the attacker in the last decade. So this is Senator Rand Paul saying he had no discussions or conversations with his attacker in the last decade.
So no spoken words for 10 years. So
you think that might be a contributor to the problem?
Well, no, I'm just wondering, like, okay, so he just sees that, hey, Boucher is going to help me get rid of the debris.
Yeah, this is
okay. This is a teamwork.
We're mending fences.
This is teamwork.
Finally decided to burn my debris.
Right.
When actually I turned my back and he came charging at me.
Right.
But my point is, if you don't talk to your neighbor for a decade,
yeah.
I think the odds of you getting attacked by your neighbor are much greater. Then if you be a good neighbor and have a conversation from time to time. I don't think you need to visit every day. Mm-hmm. I don't think you got to go over to one another's house. But I do think you should be civil.
I'm trying to think how many times I've spoken to the people to my left and to my right.
Well.
Don't attack me, people.
Maybe you should study that a little more closely.
I'm like Trump. I'm in bed by 6:30.
That's right.
Ain't nobody got time.
Sure. And when you get up as early as you do, you fall asleep.
I fall asleep, yeah.
You don't go out and socialize. There are bad times to fall asleep when you should be talking to your neighbors. That's a bad time to fall asleep.
I'll send the kids out to take them cookies or something.
It's also a bad time to fall asleep if you've just told her to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
She will kill you in your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
If you fall asleep after Netflix but before chill, that's a bad time to fall asleep.
You got to get this just right.
It's a bad time to fall asleep when someone asks who stole their Ambien.
Oh.
It was probably you.
Who's got Mama's Tic Tacs?
Right.
Who's got Mama's goods?
Bad time to fall asleep Before you go, go.
Mm. Yeah, wake me up.
Because I'm not planning on going solo. No. That's a bad time to fall asleep.
It's not good for anybody.
Before you go, go. You wake me up before you go. Mm-hmm. You got it? We got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know.
Dad Powers GM presents the Grayson County Monster Truck Spectacular. June 15th and 16th. It's bigger and better outside. The Monster Truck Racing League is coming to the Grayson County Fairgrounds in Litchfield, Kentucky. For the first time ever. June 15th and 16th. Enjoy all the fun and excitement of this action-packed event. Featuring nationally recognized monster trucks including world champion Equalizer, Eliminator, Demon, and Hot Tamale. High Fly, Car Crushing, Monster Trucks, Pro Mini Monster Truck, Top Dog, Kids Power Wheel Races, Monster Truck Rides, June 15th and 16th. Get your tickets now and save. Advance tickets start at only $12 and free pit party included with your advance ticket purchase while they last. Kids 3 and under are free. Get your advance tickets now at Dan Powers GM, Dan Powers Honda Motorsports, or online at MonsterTruckRacingLeague.com. Presented by Dan Powers GM. Come see the monster.
I work all day, pick up the kids, fix the dinner, help with the homework. Madison has band practice. Tyler has junior pro. There's never enough time. I don't know when I'll have time to run errands.
Midway Pharmacy knows the value of your time. That's why Midway delivers to your home or office anywhere in Grayson County free. Midway Pharmacy promises this. They'll worry about making your pharmacy care easier while you focus on your family. People you know and trust saving you time, providing the care you deserve. Does your pharmacy do that? If not, you know who to call. Midway Pharmacy.
We've said so many times that AutoSmart is the intelligent way to buy and ride. And here's Tyler with a few smart vehicle hot buys for under $10,000 now on the lot.
We have a 2012 Kia Soul 6-speed, low miles for $79.95. Or how about a red 2008 Buick LaCrosse Super, loaded with an LS-powered V8, $89.95.
Break into your new-to-you vehicle this spring without breaking the bank at AutoSmart. 602 South Main Street in Litchfield. AutoSmart is the intelligent way to buy and the intelligent way to ride. With special like these and more, we told you so.
I had to know. Between Holiday World and Splash and Safari, which park my kids love the most? So like any loving mom, I flung them backwards up and over the hills on Mammoth. Then I subjected them to 5 pitch-black tunnels and a high-speed double helix on the Legend.
No matter what you think is the best at Holiday World, get your trip started with our Pick Your Price calendar and find the days that work best with your budget only at HolidayWorld.com.
It was a tie. Holiday World and Splash and Safari are both the best.
Weekends were for watching races with my dad. The squeal of the tires, the roar of the engines, the cheers of the fans. Creating a tradition. But we all grow up. We can't stay young forever. Our traditions carry over and some things never change.
On the weekends, I watch racing with my dad.
Start your tradition at Kentucky Speedway, where kids' tickets are only $10 for the Quaker State 400 on July 14th. Call 859-578-2300 or visit KentuckySpeedway.com.
Verizon is once again the fastest mobile network in the country. PC Magazine says Verizon won or tied in 19 of the 36 cities tested, leading in every region of the U.S. except the Southeast. T-Mobile was second, followed by AT&T and Sprint. The test this year was on 4G technology, whereas next year carriers will start rolling out 5G speeds. Google jumping deeper into the omni-commerce business, as in online to offline. Google Shopping Now, offering a new feature called See What's in Store, which will let physical stores provide a list of their inventory in Google searches, as well as on Google Maps. And through Google Shopping Actions, you can buy items straight from a search through more than 70 retailers. And there is great rejoicing on contemporary Middle Earth, as Fortnite is now live on the Nintendo Switch. That Battle Royale video game jumping onto just about the only platform it hasn't conquered yet. Switch users will be able to battle those pesky zombies against players on Xbox One, PC, Mac, and mobile devices. Tech Report, Larry Olson.
Yeah.
In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. Still time to get by there and pick up something for Dad for Father's Day. Tervis Tumblers, they do have collegiate. Also have monogrammed ones, too, if you're looking for a particular initial. And Case Knives, although you better get there today because the Case Knives might get picked over before you get up to Sunday. As Dad's Day is rolling into the station at Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where they are celebrating Weed Your Garden Day.
Oh, dear. It's already that time of the month.
I missed a spot with the Roundup.
Yep.
It's out of sight.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it became in sight, I was like, oh, no, that's terrible.
I don't like to weed things. We try to do that. Well, Jason does it about once a week. I watch him do it about once a month.
So you support him morally. You give him moral support.
I bring him water.
Mm-hmm.
And say,
you're looking good. You're doing good. Picking those weeds, huh?
Bring pom-poms if he needs.
Sure, got it. It's also Kitchen Klutz's Day. For people that can't do anything in the kitchen.
I don't know. I kind of fall into that.
Correctly. Most people who are Facebook users are probably familiar with Facebook saying you have memories to look back on today.
See memories.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And some people use something like Time Hop.
Mm-hmm. That's what I use.
And I don't look at it every day. Sometimes it'll say you have a memory. Well, the fact of the matter is, I have a memory with the two of you all every day. There's not a day that goes by that there's not some memory that involves both of you because of the show.
Well, you're welcome.
So this many years later, something has fallen on a day of the show where something was going on and we all got tagged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that doesn't surprise me at all. But sometimes I say, you have memory with, I don't know, Kim Jong-un. And I go, why do I have a memory with them? Well, it's the day you became friends. All right, fine. Fair enough. But they're expanding now to a memories page, and it's triggering people and making them, in some cases, miserable.
Oh, yeah.
So, think about it. We're a decade into Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You've stepped into some bad along the way.
A lot of us are different people than we were a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
A lot of us have. We might look back on things I used to post things that I wouldn't post now.
Yeah. Like some of us found Jesus. It was good.
Well, it's not even that. But I just realized that was very narcissistic. You know, that was very, look at me. I'm seeking attention.
Yeah.
And I thought, I wouldn't do that. That's dumb. Why did I do that? And so for some people, and even you see pictures, that you go, why did I do that? You know, or I looked so much better then.
Now that one I can get on board with.
You know, it's like, I wish I was as fat as I thought I was
absolutely.
Then.
Yeah,
dang. That one,
let's go back there.
Yes, that one, I'm on board with.
Right.
Yeah.
But there are just other things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
There are people's passing that you commemorate. It brings it all back, and you're not really necessarily prepared for it. You know, it used to be you kind of had to go to it and say, okay, what happened on this day that I'm interested in knowing? Or you have it marked on a calendar saying, well, this was the date that so-and-so left us, or this is the date that something happened. But, you know, the three of us in general, pretty blessed, pretty fortunate, you know, not a lot of tragedy. We've had loss, et cetera. But there are other people that have major, major traumas in their lives that then suddenly Facebook brings back in images and movies, and it affects your psyche.
Absolutely.
So it's...
I can see where that would be hard.
Yeah.
People are starting to study that a little bit. It's reminding people of death, breakups, lost friends, and highly embarrassing posts that some of them wrote as children.
Sure.
You know, I think about Anna. You know, she's 16. She's been appearing on Facebook for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
She's just only been around for about a year and a half to see the things that were being posted about her.
That is true.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we weren't forward-thinking enough with the social media thing.
No.
The good news is you have the opportunity that you can still edit and delete those things.
That's right. But that is laborious. But there are times, that you, as a mom, would have posted something cryptic about being frustrated about whatever it was.
Sure.
And to a 16-year-old now going back and looking at it, you could, they would perceive it as hurtful.
Sure.
Even though it's no more hurtful than what you might say to her on a daily basis. But it's, I wasn't there to know what she said, and it was hurtful. And also, teenager.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Teenagers are going to make a bigger deal out of it than it probably was. So I'm just saying that now we have enough of an archive in social media that we're rolling back into those things that going now, it's like, oh, that probably, yeah, I meant that innocently, but now it doesn't seem like such a good idea.
It's a true mirror of oneself.
Yeah, it's something.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you in the hallway earlier saying something about doing homework.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're homeworking?
Mm-hmm.
Many United States colleges hide how much they really cost.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found that?
Mm-hmm.
36% of award letters containing financial information don't state the amount a student will need to pay.
Yeah, no.
Some colleges include any loans provided in the total cost that will need to be paid back, but others choose to omit this.
It's only $500 an hour.
Yeah. Here's your on-the-road price.
Plus your download book.
We'll send you your payment plan later.
Yeah.
No, that one got lost
plus
in the mail.
Plus your electronic use fee. Plus your logging on fee.
Mm-hmm.
Plus your professor fee.
It's like buying a car.
Plus
all the
your
add-ons.
Close your book now fee.
Yeah, but it's
oh,
important.
You need a live chat? Here's a bill. Oh, you want to submit that homework? Let us tack on a bill.
Like getting a grocery cart at Aldi.
Oh, dear. Well, you get up there and you're like, there's no bags? What? Or that one grocery store that you go in and they add 10% on once you get to the cash register.
Oh, right.
There's a particular grocery store that does that. Mm-hmm. So
right,
that's exactly what college is like. It's like, okay, so I think I have planned out we're going to spend this much on furthering the education. And then all of a sudden, it's 30% more. And I'm like, what?
The
what
name of that grocery store is Surcharge You More. Is that right?
Yeah.
Surcharge You More.
You. Yes.
Oh, it happens.
It does.
Costco employees share the most ridiculous things people have tried to return to their store.
Oh, I can't even imagine, but I've got to guess. Pregnancy test is on there.
Oh, I don't know if it's on there yet. I haven't read the entire list, but we'll see. Number one, a Christmas tree. In January.
Okay, yeah. That'd be the proper time to return.
A woman tried to return a whole dead Christmas tree to Costco and asked for a refund because it had died.
Oh, it was going to be like the one in the box, like an artificial.
Right. I know, but I think she thinks she bought an artificial. It was going to last forever.
Yeah.
I got to meet her.
A full flatbed cart of eggs.
What?
Huh?
Who would, why did that. You buy that?
How does a person buy that many eggs by mistake? Oh, his name is Gaston. I ate 3 dozen eggs.
Well, I mean, I developed an egg allergy in the last couple months, so.
A 7-year-old dog bed, a used dog bed from 2011, covered in hair, filthy, stinky, just gross.
Wow. Who thinks they can do that?
Yeah, I don't.
They're listening.
A couple people just came to mind, actually.
Yeah, people have some nerve.
Anything with a VHS component.
That's really funny.
So anything that the instruction video on how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So they brought a blender back, and the instruction video was on VHS. Give some indication to the vintage
probably had
of this
while.
Of this particular appliance. A used cat litter box.
Oh. It amazes me that if you're going to try to slide it in, that you don't even clean things up.
Right.
Right. And a giant lump of former gummy bears.
Former. You know,
where they got hot in the car.
Yep.
And they lumped in together.
Yep.
And you say, here, these aren't bears anymore. Well, that's your fault.
Yep.
That's not
People
my fault.
Are
that's
crazy.
Your fault. Some stores for a long time had that we'll take anything back policy. I think they saw the error of their ways.
They thought people had ethics.
Right.
They surely did.
Boy,
not.
Didn't they find out differently.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get to a break. We'll come back. Today's water cooler question is on your horizon here on In the Know. Queen Elizabeth is a trained mechanic.
Really? That's really odd.
She's, you know, you think about it, she's a normal person. She puts her crown on like the rest of us.
Yeah, but you know what's interesting is in The Crown, the Netflix series, there is a show dedicated to her hiring privately a personal tutor to teach her some things because she felt less educated because they spent her days priming her to be the queen. And it was all about the formalities of curtsy and all those things. She wanted book knowledge.
Yeah, it's more normal.
So I wonder
apparently she got some.
Right.
She went shop class.
Branched off into maintenance.
Well, the good thing is if her motorcade breaks down, she can hop out and get under the bonnet
and
fix things. Right. You know, they don't call it a hood in the United Kingdom.
That's right, they do.
It's a bonnet.
Uh-huh.
You got to get under the bonnet.
I like it.
And look at the engine of the car. Or do they call it the boot, the trunk? That's what the trunk is called in Great Britain. The trunk of the car is called the boot.
The boot?
The boot.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Not really, but okay.
So you got the bonnet and the boot. The hood and the trunk.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that does make sense.
Got it? Mm-hmm. All right. 270-259-6000. That's the number you call for today's water cooler question. Your chance to win tickets to Beach Bend if you can solve the water cooler question. Again, the number is 270-259-6000. 7 out of 10 moms say this stresses them out. 7 out of 10 moms say this stresses them out.
I don't have enough.
270-259-6000. 270-259-6000. I'll tell you. The hint I was going to give you was going to be a little misleading. 7 out of 10 moms say this stresses them out. I will tell you, Christy Buckles, that this does not stress you out.
Really?
Oh, that's correct. Okay.
Well, look at me go.
270-259-6000. 7 out of 10 moms say this stresses them out. A couple of days ago, Misty made some reference about you were mad because you liked Meant to Be by BB Rexha and FGL. BB Rexha thought she'd never write a song that would be a top 10 pop hit, as well as being a record-setting number one on the country chart. But her collaboration with FGL has done that. She says she thinks that's because both artists were true to themselves when they created it.
And people love Florida Georgia Line.
I like BB Rexha more than I like Florida Georgia Line.
Well, so do I, but that song makes me nuts.
All right, pick a number between 1 and 6.
5.
5 is the number. We will go to line 5, and Devin gets the first shot. Devin, 7 out of 10 moms say this stresses them out.
Kids.
That is.
Just kids.
10 out of 10.
Yep.
Just your existence.
Gotta agree with Devin.
10 out of 10 moms, so we need it a little higher there. Jennifer.
Not having enough time in the day.
Not having enough time in the day. That's 9.5 out of 10 moms. Keep on trying. Let's go to Lavena.
Would it be watching your kids play sports?
Watching your kids play sports is correct, Amundo. Going to the ballpark.
Okay. I didn't say that. I said trying to be at too many places at once, but that gets people down. It does not mean.
Yeah,
but
they can't stand.
Goodness, people lose their mind. I thought you said it did not bother me.
Your child doesn't play sports.
Well, okay, I was going to say. Yeah,
it did bother me because my kids wore their heavy socks, so we knew they weren't getting anywhere quick down the baseline.
I have zero interest in that, but my kid doesn't play sports.
Hold on, Lavena.
Okay. I'm just saying. Kayla's friends that I had everyone. To like say, we probably shouldn't be friends for like 6-7 years, and then we'll come back together.
You've got a lot of parents that just, they can't deal.
No.
And I'm telling you, that's why I maintain that you should not be able to allowed to watch your own kids play sports. You should watch. You should do parent swap.
The men
I should
have
watch
seen,
your kids play sports. You should watch my kids play sports.
Yes, the men I've seen walk out red faced and chew their kid out on the baseball field, and we're talking like pee wee baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking like we're not playing high school.
Right.
I'm talking when Eli was like 11, 12, 13 years old.
By the way.
Oops, sorry.
In full disclosure, I found out yesterday after the show, my dad informed me that I might have actually gone to an IHOP during what he calls my POW days. Childhood. So I'm going to revise what I said. I have never willingly eaten at an IHOP.
It could be the reason that you're not a lover of the pancake for breakfast.
I don't know. My mom makes mean pancakes.
He doesn't
like sweet things for breakfast.
Mm-mm. I mean, French toast. That's about it.
I love French toast.
Father's Day coming up this weekend, right? Here are some...
That's what you keep saying.
Here are some...
I'm unprepared.
Here are some Hollywood Father's Day titles for you. These are Hollywood movies Father's Day style. Fair enough.
Okay. All right.
Don't tell mom the babysitter's dad.
Oh.
Right?
I got it.
Don't tell mom the babysitter's dead. Don't tell mom the babysitter's dad.
Gotcha.
DIY hard. Instead of die hard, DIY hard. Gotcha. Do it yourself hard.
Yep. Okay.
From here to paternity. Lord. Right? That's that famous beach scene in Hawaii where the water washes up on them from here to paternity. The good, the dad, and the ugly.
There you go.
My grill. Talking about my grill. And the fatherhood of the traveling cargo shorts.
I like it. It's like my husband's one. Movie.
I like DIY hard. That's
I'm
grill.
Digging this one. Get off Milan.
Yep.
Right? I like Mulan,
yep.
But somehow I like better Get Off Milan.
Yeah.
Johnny. Gotta get to a break. Come back with more here on In the Know. MB's point to ponder for today. I heard, I think, in the hallway, Misty, you said something about you have a local yokel tomorrow.
I do have a local yokel tomorrow.
What's a local yokel?
It's a segment on Shop Local Litchfield called Vocal About Local, where we have just been able to create a promotional platform for people who have smaller businesses.
Yeah.
So people who, local as yokel. You call... I get it. If you have a side hustle or you can have any size business, but if you're looking to just have a non-commitment, be able to buy a place to promote your product without the commitment of a lot of advertising campaign,
right.
Vocal About Local is coming on Shop Local Litchfield, sharing your commodities with the people. And then it gives us the ability to dive in and really talk about what you're offering instead of a 30-second commercial.
Gotcha. Okay. But so sometimes local yokel, somebody would think that's a negative thing, but it's like a loving way of calling people.
We love our local yokels. We have a moose call every day from a community partner. We have people coming in who are the authorities of their field. And then we have local yokels who are showing you what their side hustle is, what they're doing, what they have to offer you.
So a local yokel is something I want to be.
Mom and pop shops is what I really want to do with Shop Local.
Well, who is your local yokel tomorrow?
It is Webb's Automotive.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I did their commercial, so I didn't realize that tune's coming in.
Here. Mm-hmm.
Cool. All right. I'll tune in. I don't typically listen to you because I find you boring, but.
Thanks.
I'll listen tomorrow.
You know, it's funny. That's liar, because liar. I don't listen to you during this show because I find you boring.
And we're in the same room.
I know,
so
right?
Really, that's more of a feat
kind of
by you.
Sure.
For you to not listen to me and I have to sit here.
It takes a lot of devices.
That's talent.
To drown
that girl out. Got talent. All right.
It took me 7 years. I figured it out.
On to television tonight, Jamie Foxx is on Jimmy Kimmel. John Travolta is on Jimmy Fallon. Oh, that should be good.
Yes.
Jimmy Fallon does one of the best John Travolta impersonations. He does new Travolta. He does young Travolta.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
That's gonna you be know good. That'll be, there's a skit brewing over that. Scaramucci, the Mooch, is on Colbert tonight, and Bob Odenkirk and Sarah Silverman are on James Corden. Ozzie and Jack's World Detour, Season 3 premiere. Have you all watched that at your house?
That
sounds like the type of thing that Jason would like.
We probably would, but I didn't know it was a thing till just now.
Because what, didn't Ozzie and Jack go chasing Bigfoot for a while? Wasn't that a thing?
I had no idea.
Maybe on one of their shows. I don't know. Maybe
okay. He would like that.
I may be mixing, I may be mixing metaphors. I don't
know. You may be mixing things my husband loves.
This date in 1978, Grease opened in theaters.
Oh, and the world was
changed.
That's
today's
for the better.
Highlight in history.
Yes.
Wow. 40 years ago today.
Yikes.
Martin Luther married former nun Katharina von Bora. This date in 1525. Charles Lindbergh was honored with the ticker tape parade in New York City. This date in 1927. Tim Russert died 10 years ago today. Birthdays today. Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy is 79. Tim Allen is 65 today.
Yeah.
Ali Sheedy is 56. Hannah Storm is 56. David Gray is 50. Kat Dennings is 32. Ashley Olsen is 32 today. You want to guess how old her sister? She's 32. How'd you know that? Yeats, the poet, was born in the state in 1865. Red Grange in 1903. Y'all hang around. I might rustle up some chart toppers.
I'm always worried in this segment.
Why?
Sometimes you kill it. Sometimes you kill me.
Just the way I like it. 1963. Buck Owens.
We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely.
All you gotta do.
And all I gotta do is act naturally. Well, I'll bet you I'm gonna be a big star.
That is really good.
Why are you looking at me with a sour look on your face? Did you just have some lemonade from your cup? Is that
no,
what it was?
I'm just listening to, I actually decided to listen to you. I was tuning in, and now I remember why I tune out.
Ah. You remembered why your receiver is normally broken.
Right. Where's that white noise button on my phone?
All right, well, let's see if I can do better than Buck Owens.
All right.
Act naturally.
I'm getting nervous.
Donna Fargo.
Wow. Not in the world, just the USA.
Well, sure, it's just the Miss USA pageant. It's not the Miss World pageant.
It's
the world. The best thing about that song is the chorus is in the beginning.
That just went off. It's getting. Let me know if I'm going to like this or not.
Walk with me, skip with me, something or another. Yeah. Happiest girl in the whole USA. Okay
I'm done. Right. I heard it.
I heard the part that I needed to hear, and now I'm good.
Yep.
1981 was the year.
Look at me. I'm going to hang out for one more song. And if you can't get it right, I may stay.
Kim Carnes.
The hair is hollow gold. The lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She's got Betty Davis eyes.
Okay, is it just me? But I think the song is better than the eyes.
Really? Like the real eyes, the real Betty Davis eyes?
Yeah.
I don't know. She's off the cue.
No! Your eyes are far more pretty than Betty Davis's eyes.
Thanks.
Well, they are. I mean, she...
She's got like Betty Boop eyes.
She looks, yeah.
But I mean, they're
she
cute.
She kind of looks like a statue or something.
Well, I think
they're over-accentuated or something. I don't know.
Well, it is. It was an excessive amount of mascara.
They're disproportionate. Bug eyes or something. Well, it's true.
What are you playing?
Is this song really mislabeled? Hang on.
I gotta know.
Here it is.
Well, you're hanging by a thread with
me.
Me
too.
Really? Are you for real?
Wow.
Okay, I'm not even going to tell you what it was now.
When you buy the ticket and get on the ride and somebody says, sorry.
Right, this ride's shut down.
Shut down.
Yeah.
What?
Sorry, we got to get you off this ride.
And we don't refund. Down. Oh, thank God. Thrills in my day.
A year ago today. Bruno.
This is the coolest video, though, if you've not seen it.
I was his stand-in. I did the moves that he couldn't do.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. You don't believe me?
I'm sorry, I changed you out when I said.
That's what I like.
That's what I like. Yeah, lucky for you, this is what I like.
So the one song that misfired, do you know? Can you see what it was?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I thought I saw Poison.
I never see anything over there.
Yeah.
So.
That was blocking it.
Poison the band or poison the song?
The song.
Poison the water hole.
MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. All the above. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. How you do anything is how you do everything.
Mm.
How you do anything is how you do everything.
Halfway.
MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today.
I'm going with haphazard.
Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know. How are